Matthew chapter 6.
Matthæus kapitel 6.
Back to the Lord's Prayer again.
Tilbage til Fader vor igen.
We're going to read verse 13, just the one verse.
Vi skal læse vers 13, yeah. Kun det ene vers.
Jesus said, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one."
Jesus sagde, led os ikke ind i fristelse, men fri os fra den onde.
I want to talk about temptation this morning.
Jeg skal snakke om fristelse her til morgen.
It's so funny that everything in the spiritual realm, everything in the kingdom of God is usually completely opposite to the things that work in the world.
Det er meget sjovt, for alt der er i den åndelige virkelighed er ofte fuldstændig modsat til hvad der er i den her virkelighed.
We looked at yesterday about coming into God's presence.
Vi så i går på at komme ind i Guds nærvær.
That in on the earth we eat when we are hungry.
Altså når her på jorden der spiser vi når vi er sultne.
But in the spiritual realm when we eat we get more hungry.
Men i det åndelige så når vi spiser så bliver vi mere sultne.
When we taste and see how good God is we want more.
Når vi smager og ser hvor god Gud han er så vil vi have mere.
It's the opposite.
Det er det modsatte.
And I want to talk about an opposite this morning also.
Og jeg vil tale om en modsætning her til morgen.
First of all, I'm going to talk about the natural desires and temptations we face.
For det første vil jeg tale om de naturlige fristelser vi møder.
And how it's opposite in the kingdom.
Og hvordan det er modsat i riget.
Jesus is teaching his disciples a blueprint, a model of how to pray.
Jesus han viser sine disciple grundtegning til hvordan de skal bede.
That's what the Lord's Prayer is. It's a blueprint. It's a model.
Det er det Fader vor er. Det er en grundtegning eller en model af.
The disciples said, "Jesus, teach us how to pray." So we said, "Okay, this is how you pray."
Disciplene spørger Jesus, hvordan skal vi bede? Og Jesus han svarer dem, sådan her beder I.
Our Father who is in heaven, it starts with praising God.
Det starter med at prise Gud, vor far du som er i himlen.
Then it starts with confessing your sin.
Så går den videre til at bekende synden.
Pray for your needs, your daily bread.
Bøn for vores behov, altså vores daglige brød.
To forgive other people, don't be bitter.
At tilgive andre mennesker, at undgå bitterhed.
And then this little part of this prayer, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
Og så kommer der den her lille del af bønnen. Led os ikke ind i fristelse, men fri os fra den onde.
There is a lot of confusion amongst Christians about this word temptation.
Der er en masse forvirring blandt kristne om det her ord fristelse.
It comes from the translation of our Bibles.
Og de forvirring kommer ud fra vores oversættelse af Bibelen.
Now, thankfully, in the Danish Bible, it's a little bit more clear, but in the English Bible, it's not.
Heldigvis er den danske Bibel lidt mere klar på det her punkt, men den engelske Bibel er ikke.
Because in the English Bible, we only have one word for temptation, and that is temptation.
I den engelske Bibel har vi kun et ord for fristelse, og det er fristelse.
But in the Greek, the original language this is written in, they have three different words.
Men det græske sprog har tre ord for fristelse.
And they all mean different things.
Og de betyder alle tre forskellige ting.
And I'm going to explain those to you to help you understand what I'm talking about this morning.
Og jeg vil gerne forklare de tre ord for jer her til morgen, så I forstår hvad jeg snakker om.
The first Greek word for which is translated temptation.
Det første græske ord som blev oversat til fristelse.
Literally means that there are things inside you. There are desires inside you.
Det betyder bogstaveligt talt, der er ting i dig, der er ønsker og fristelser i dig.
That want to come out.
Som ønsker at komme ud.
And you know some of those desires inside you are not really nice things.
Og du ved godt selv at nogle af de ting du har i dig er ikke rigtig gode ting.
They could be selfish things.
Det er selviskhed.
In some people they are dangerous things.
Nogle gange er det farlige ting.
I remember teaching in a school, in a state school in Holstebro once.
Jeg underviste på en folkeskole i Holstebro på et tidspunkt.
One student gets up and he rebukes the head teacher.
Og en af eleverne han rejser op og han går imod overlæreren.
The teacher. Yeah, rektoren. Whatever. Why don't you tell me what's right and wrong?
Så hvorfor fortæller du ikke mig hvad der er rigtigt og hvad der er forkert?
All you ever say is that I'm like, I can't tell you what's right or wrong. You got to find out for yourself.
Det eneste du siger det er at du kan ikke fortælle mig hvad der er rigtigt og forkert. Jeg skal finde ud af det selv.
And then he asks me three direct questions.
Og så spørger han mig tre direkte spørgsmål.
Wayne, is it wrong to have sex before marriage?
Er det forkert at have sex før man bliver gift?
Is it a sin to be homosexual?
Er det en synd at være homoseksuel?
Is abortion murder?
Er abort mor?
I'm like, I wish you hadn't asked me those.
Jeg tænkte, Det var ikke det, jeg spørgsmål
på. Questions, they're the hot ethics of our time.
Det er tre varme spørgsmål i vores tid.
And I'm in a state school as a guest.
Og jeg står som gæst på en folkeskole.
And I look at the head teacher, said you can answer.
Og jeg kigger på læreren, og han siger, at du må godt svare.
And I think, okay, God, this may be the last time I ever come to this school, but I'm going to tell them what your word says.
Og jeg siger, okay, Gud, det er nok sidste gang, jeg kom på den her skole, men nu skal jeg fortælle dem, hvad dit ord siger.
And this guy.
Og den her fyr.
He says, thank you.
Han siger, tak.
When I tell him what the Bible says about it.
Når jeg har fortalt, hvad Bibelen har sagt.
I don't have to believe what you say.
Jeg behøver ikke at tro det, du siger.
But at least now I know where the boundary lines are.
Men nu ved jeg, hvor grænsen er.
Concerning God.
Angående Gud.
And the whole class clapped.
Og hele klassen klappede af mig.
I'm like, whoa, the head teacher was so embarrassed.
Og læreren var meget, meget flov.
People would like to know what's acceptable and what's not as far as God is concerned.
Folk vil rigtig gerne vide, hvad der er acceptabelt og hvad
what's
der ikke
right
er,
and what's wrong.
Når det handler om Gud. Hvad er
because
rigtigt og hvad er forkert?
No idea.
Vi har ingen idé om
the
det selv.
Boundary lines change every time a new member of parliament is elected.
Grænserne de flytter sig hver gang der kommer en ny regering til.
What is right and wrong?
Hvad er rigtigt og hvad er forkert?
We have no idea anymore in society.
Vores samfund ved det ikke længere.
It's interesting to note.
Det er en interessant note.
That just a few weeks ago when America voted to have homosexual marriage in every state.
Det er en interessant note at
voted, it was a judgment.
Yeah.
It was a
judgment. At der blev dømt i USA at homoseksuelle ægteskaber skulle accepteres i alle stater i USA.
Do you know what the argument, the main argument of the lawyers were?
Ved I hvad advokaternes hovedargument var?
They said this.
De sagde det her.
These people are born this way and we shouldn't persecute them and give them a hard time.
De her mennesker, de er født på den her måde, og vi skal ikke forfølge dem og give dem
a gay relationship.
Ja, vi skal ikke gå imod dem og give dem hård tid bare fordi de er homoseksuelle.
We should accept them as they are.
Vi skal acceptere dem som de er.
Now it sounds fornuftigt.
Det lyder meget fornuftigt.
Until. And I said this to my brother when I heard it.
Og jeg sagde det her til min bror, da jeg hørte det.
I said, you watch next.
Se det næste nu.
Those people that say they are born with the tendencies to want to have sex with children will say the same thing.
Ja, nu kommer dem som har en tendens til at have sex med børn, de kommer til at sige det samme.
No, society won't accept that.
Siger, nej, det vil samfundet ikke acceptere.
A week later.
En uge senere.
That whole movement in America is now campaigning for to make pedophilia legal because it's the same precept as homosexuality.
En uge senere startede hele organisationen for at gøre pædofili lovligt i USA også, fordi det er det samme betingelser som for homoseksuelle.
America has a huge problem now.
Amerika har et kæmpe problem lige nu.
Because they set a precedent based on that argument.
For de skabte en præcedens ud fra det argument.
And when that's been judged to be okay in law, you can't stop the next one coming.
Og når loven siger, at det er okay, jamen så er det næste også okay.
And they're trying to work out ways to stop this happening because in society one is acceptable but at the moment the other one is not.
Og nu er de i gang med at forsøge at, hvordan de ændrer det her, fordi i samfundet i dag så er den ene acceptabel og den anden er ikke.
But what's next?
Men hvad er det næste?
What's next?
Hvad er det næste?
See, it was only a couple of decades ago that it was acceptable in society to wipe out a whole nation of Jews.
Det er kun et par årtier siden, at det var i orden i samfundet at udrydde en hel nation af jøder.
And that was okay to kill all those people.
Det var helt okay.
And whatever else that we can society can go down to.
Og hvad end ellers vores samfund det kan udvikle sig til.
All to do with people's desires, things that are inside them.
Alt det som handler om vores ønsker og hvad der ligger inde i vores hjerter.
We have many words for that.
Vi har rigtig mange ord for det.
Desire.
Begær.
Appetite.
Appetit.
Compulsion.
Tiltrækning.
Craving.
Nu er jeg tør for danske ord snart.
A craving.
Ja, ikke en synonym overhovedet.
A longing.
Ja, en længsel.
A drive.
En drift efter.
An inner power that's tempting you to do something you know that's wrong.
En indvendig kraft som driver dig til at gøre det.
A hunger.
En sult.
An impulse.
En impuls.
An inclination.
En
yeah. Inclination is the same word. Okay. A lust.
En lyst.
An urge.
Et begær.
A wish.
Et ønske.
A yearning.
En længsel.
I have a page of these. Yeah. We have many words for these things that are inside us.
Vi har rigtig mange ord for de her ting, der er inde i os.
We have good things too, but
der er også gode, der er også gode ting. Kærlighed, barmhjertighed.
But we all know there are these things inside us.
Men vi ved alle sammen, at der er de her ting inde i os.
That we don't want to come out.
Som vi ikke ønsker kommer ud.
And that's the one word for temptation. Those things that are inside you.
Og det er det ene ord for fristelse, det der er inde i dig.
The desire to have or to do something you know you shouldn't do or that you shouldn't have.
Begær dig at have eller gøre noget som du ved du ikke burde gøre.
But then there's another Greek word for temptation the Bible uses.
Men Bibelen bruger også et andet ord for fristelse.
And you'll understand it when I explain it to you.
Og det kommer I til at forstå når jeg forklarer det nu.
This is a temptation that doesn't come from inside you, it comes from outside you.
Det her er en fristelse som ikke kommer indefra dig, men udefra.
Can come from the devil, for example.
Den kan komme fra djævelen.
Can come from the world or circumstances.
Den kan komme fra verden eller omstændigheder.
And that's we all know these things. That's another temptation.
Og vi ved godt alt det her, og det er en anden fristelse.
But the Bible then talks about a third word.
Men Bibelen taler så også om et tredje ord.
Which the proper translation would be testing.
Hvor den rigtige oversættelse egentlig vil være at teste.
James 1:3 says that God tests our faith.
Jakob 1:3 siger at Gud han tester vores tro.
But in the English Bible it says he tempts us.
Ja, i den engelske står der at han frister os.
But it doesn't make sense because there's another place where in the Bible where it says God does not tempt us.
Men den anden side af Bibelen står der at Gud han frister os ikke.
It's not a contradiction.
Det er ikke en modsigelse det her.
It just hasn't been translated the right. They're two different words.
Det er to forskellige ord man bare har oversat til det samme.
It was said about Jesus that he's tempted in every way as we are.
Der står om Jesus at han blev fristet på alle måder som vi blev.
But that word tempted.
Men det ord fristet.
Doesn't mean what you think it means.
Det betyder ikke det I tror det betyder.
It means tested.
Det betyder testet.
Peter
eller prøvet.
Says, he quotes that great prophecy from Isaiah that Jesus would be a tried and tested cornerstone.
Peter han henviste det profeti fra Isaias hvor der står at Jesus ville være en prøvet hjørnesten.
And he was.
Og det var han.
Now, and we see.
Og vi ser.
That when Jesus was tempted in the desert by the devil.
At når Jesus han blev testet eller fristet af djævlen i ørkenen.
What was the test? What was the temptation?
Hvad var fristelsen?
It wasn't from within Jesus.
Det var ikke fra inde i Jesus.
Because we know within Jesus was no sin.
For vi ved at i Jesus var der ikke synd.
He was born of a virgin Mary, thus destroying original sin.
Han var født af en jomfru Maria. Og derfor var arvesynden ikke aktiv.
No sin was in him, the Bible says.
Der var ingen synd i ham.
So he wasn't tempted with things that were inside him, like you and I are.
Så han var ikke fristet af ting i sig, som vi er. Du
But
og jeg.
He was tempted by the devil from outside.
Men han var fristet af djævelen fra udefra.
To do what?
Til at gøre hvad?
To stop relying on God.
Til at stoppe med at stole på Gud.
To use the power that he had for his own selfish means.
At bruge sin kraft til sine egne selviske behov.
Turn this stone into bread, you won't be hungry anymore.
Lad de her sten blive til brød, så vil du ikke være sulten mere.
Worship me, I'll give you all these people.
Tilbyd mig, så skal jeg give dig dem alle sammen.
Throw yourself down.
Smid dig ned her.
Test to see if you're really the son of God.
Test og se om du virkelig er
Guds
søn.
They were all tests, but you know Jesus.
Det var altid prøver.
Jesus was tested in other ways too.
Men Jesus blev også testet på andre måder.
When his family rejected him.
Da hans familie fornægtede ham.
And called him crazy.
Og kaldte ham skør.
That would have hurt.
Det har gjort ondt.
When the people of his village that he brought up, when he went to preach the gospel and heal everybody, they tried to throw him over a cliff.
Da han kom til byen, hvor han var født og opvokset, og ville prædike evangeliet og helbrede alle, der forsøgte de at smide ham ud over klippen.
He knew the rejection of his peers.
Han vidste, at han blev forkastet af sine ligemænd.
The amount of times he got frustrated with the religious people because they were leading everybody else into a hole.
Gang efter gang blev han frustreret over de religiøse ledere, fordi de ledte mennesker ind i et hul.
The times he got frustrated with his own disciples.
Alle de gange han blev frustreret over sin egen disciple.
Oh, you unbelieving generation, how long must I be with you, Jesus?
Oh, I utroende generation, hvor længe skal jeg være hos jer, siger Jesus.
He was tempted in the Garden of Eden.
Han blev fristet i Edens have.
But he said, God, not what I want.
Man sagde Gud ikke hvad jeg vil.
Your will be done.
Men lad din vilje ske.
They shouted at him as he hung on the cross.
Da han hænger på korset, råber de af ham.
Call the angels down.
Save yourself. Kald englene ned. Red dig selv.
He could have.
Det kunne han have gjort.
But he didn't.
Men han gjorde det ikke.
Because he was the pure, spotless son of God.
For han var en ren, lydefri Guds søn.
So how could the Bible say then?
Så hvordan kan Bibelen så sige,
he was tempted in every way that we are.
At han blev fristet på alle måder, som vi blev?
It's actually not a correct translation.
Det er faktisk en forkert oversættelse.
It actually says he was tempted, he was tested beyond what we are.
Der står faktisk, at han blev prøvet mere, end vi bliver.
And I've thought about that, you know.
Det har jeg tænkt en del over.
You know, Jesus has never got married.
Jesus blev aldrig gift.
Yet.
Endnu.
He is getting married soon.
Han bliver snart gift.
To us.
Med os.
But he never got married, so how does he know the temptation of adultery, for example?
Men han blev aldrig været gift, så hvordan ved han, kender han til fristelsen af utroskab?
He never had the opportunity to kill someone.
Han har aldrig haft mulighed for at slå nogen ihjel.
How does he know that? Well, maybe he did think, I don't know.
Hvordan kender han den fristelse? Ja, det har han måske tænkt alligevel, men.
But the Bible says none of that was in him.
Intet af det var i ham, siger Bibelen.
The Bible says that he who knew no sin became sin.
Men der står også, at han, som ikke kendte til synd, blev gjort
the
synd.
Sin of the whole world was put on him.
Hele verdens synd blev lagt på ham.
Every sin that every living being ever has committed and will commit was put on him.
Hver eneste synd, som alle levende mennesker har gjort og vil gøre, blev lagt på ham.
The pure, spotless Lamb of God.
Det rene, lydefri Guds lam.
Who knows far more than we know.
Som ved langt mere end vi gør.
The pain of sin.
Syndens smerte.
The sensitivity to sin, being holy.
Følelsen er over for synden, fordi han er hellig.
Suddenly, all of Hitler's sin, all of Mussolini's sin.
Pludselig hele Hitlers synd, al Mussolini's synd.
Oh, I know the worst people in history you could think of. He experienced it all.
De værste mennesker i historien, som vi kan tænke på, han oplevede det hele.
You and I will ever experience.
Langt mere end både du og jeg nogensinde kommer til at opleve.
He knows what sin is because he became it.
Han ved, hvad synd er, for han blev det. Alles synd.
So much so that the father couldn't look on him any longer.
Så meget så far ikke kunne se på ham længere.
Because so much sin was put in Jesus.
Fordi så meget synd blev lagt på Jesus.
He was tempted, he was tested beyond what we will ever be.
Han blev testet langt mere end vi nogensinde kommer til at blive.
But he passed.
Men han gik igennem.
He stood strong.
Han bestod.
He's still the spotless Lamb of God today.
Og han er stadigvæk Guds lydefri lam.
See these desires, these appetites that come from within us.
Så de her ønsker, de her begær, som er i os.
We are fighting with them all the time.
Dem kæmper vi med hele tiden.
But Jesus is praying. When we pray about this area, he says here.
Men Jesus siger, når vi beder om det her emne, siger han her.
This word, ask God to lead you not into temptation.
Siger, bed Gud om ikke lede jer ind i fristelse.
That temptation word there is testing.
Det er jo, fristelseord, der står her, det er at teste eller prøve.
The deliver us from the evil one, the connotation there is the temptation of the devil and of the world.
Befri os fra den onde er ordet eller henvisningen til fristelsen
let
udefra.
Let me explain to you how it works.
Lad mig forklare, hvordan det virker.
Before I became saved,
før jeg blev frelst,
many of you know my story, I was a thief.
Mange af jer kender min historie. Jeg var tyv.
Some people call it a kleptomania.
Nogen kalder det kleptoman.
I was addicted to stealing.
Jeg var afhængig af at stjæle.
I couldn't stop it, even though I tried to stop it.
Jeg kunne ikke lade være, selvom jeg forsøgte.
I wasn't a Christian in any way, shape, or form. There was no religious upbringing in my life.
Jeg var ikke kristen på nogen som helst måde. Der var intet kristen opdraget til mit liv.
But I didn't like what I was doing, and I knew it was wrong and hurting people.
Men jeg kunne ikke lide det, jeg gjorde, og jeg vidste, det var forkert, og jeg vidste, det smertede mennesker.
And I remember, I think it was about 15.
Og jeg var omkring 15, vel?
And this is where I really knew I had a problem.
Og der opdagede jeg, at nu, jeg har virkelig et problem her.
I come home one day.
Jeg kom hjem en dag.
And in my bag, I stole lipstick and women's perfume.
Der så jeg, i min taske så jeg, at jeg havde stjålet læbestift og parfume.
From the supermarket.
Fra et supermarked.
Only because I could.
Kun fordi jeg kunne.
The opportunity was there, and no one's up. In it went.
Muligheden var der og ned til.
I remember sat on my bed in my bedroom.
Jeg sad på min seng i soveværelset.
Wayne, what are you doing?
Så Wayne, hvad laver du?
What are you gonna use lipstick for?
Hvad i himlens navn skal du bruge læbestift til?
What are you gonna use women's perfume for?
Hvad skal du bruge kvindeparfume til?
I knew I couldn't give it to my mother as a gift.
Jeg vidste godt, at jeg kunne ikke give det til min mor som gave.
She knew I would never spend money on that. I'd be too embarrassed to buy it.
Fordi hun vidste godt, at jeg ville aldrig bruge penge til det. Jeg ville være for flov til at købe sådan noget.
And she would know that I stole it.
Og hun ville være helt sikker på, at jeg havde stjålet det.
So I couldn't even give it away.
Så jeg kunne ikke engang give det væk.
I threw it in the bin.
Jeg smed det ud.
And I remember thinking, ah, the frustration.
Og jeg kan huske frustrationen.
Of this desire,
at det begær,
I couldn't control.
Som jeg ikke havde kontrol over.
That there was desire,
at der var begær.
And then when there was opportunity,
og når der så var en mulighed,
for that desire to express itself,
for det begær at udtrykke sig,
I was out of control.
Så var det ikke mig der havde kontrollen
længere. It wasn't me.
Det var ikke mig.
Anymore. I didn't want to do it.
Jeg ønskede ikke at gøre
but
det her.
I couldn't stop myself doing it.
Men jeg kunne ikke lade være.
I didn't understand all this until 2 days after I got saved, when Jesus changed me.
Jeg forstod ikke alt det her indtil 2 dage efter jeg blev frelst, hvor Jesus forandrede mig.
2 days after I got saved.
2 dage efter jeg blev frelst.
I knew I was different on the inside.
Så vidste jeg, at jeg var en anden på indersiden.
And I was out with some friends, and we were again, we were in a supermarket.
Og jeg var ude med nogle venner, og vi var nede i supermarkedet.
And suddenly I could see there was an opportunity to steal some things.
Og pludselig så jeg, at der var en mulighed for at stjæle.
And I remember standing there and just looking at these items.
Og jeg kan huske, at jeg bare stod og kiggede på de her ting.
And I just started laughing.
Jeg begyndte at grine.
My mate was like, "What's wrong with you?" I mean, man, you wouldn't understand.
Og mine venner, de kiggede på mig og siger, "Hvad sker der med dig? I vil ikke forstå det alligevel."
Say, "What's wrong? Why are you laughing?"
Siger, "Men hvorfor griner du?"
Okay, I'll tell you.
Okay, jeg fortæller jer det.
2 days ago.
For 2 dage siden.
They'd have been in my bag and I'd have been out the door like that.
Vil de ting have været i min taske, og jeg var ude af butikken sådan.
I'm looking at these things.
Og nu kigger jeg på de her ting.
I don't want to do it.
Og jeg ønsker ikke at gøre det.
And it's weird. This is the first time I've ever experienced. I have no desire to steal those things.
Og det er underligt, for det her det er første gang jeg oplever det. Jeg har ingen begær eller ingen ønske om at stjæle de her ting.
I don't want to do it.
Jeg ønsker det ikke.
And I thought that was great.
Og jeg synes det var fantastisk.
I walked out of that shop with an empty bag, laughing my head off.
Jeg gik ud af butikken med en tom taske og grinede.
I'm free.
Jeg er fri.
I'm free.
Jeg er fri.
There was no temptation at all.
Der var ingen fristelse overhovedet.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because desire had been taken out of me.
Fordi begæret var fjernet fra mig.
That desire to do it, those things, that appetite, that compulsion, that inclination, that craving, that
det begær, det ønske, den vil, den længsel efter at gøre det her var væk.
It wasn't there anymore.
Det var der ikke længere.
And this was the first time I recognized it.
Og det her, det var første gang jeg opdagede det.
And it was amazing.
Det var fantastisk.
Jesus had changed me that much.
Jesus havde forandret mig så meget.
Because I remember.
For jeg husker.
Only 3 days before.
Kun 3 dage tidligere.
What I had stolen.
Hvad jeg havde stjålet.
And thinking.
Og tænkt.
And I remember 3 days after. What's the problem?
Og 3 dage efter, hvad er problemet her?
When the Bible says Jesus makes us more than conquerors of sin.
Når Jesus han siger, at han gør os mere end sejrende.
How do you become more than a conqueror?
Hvordan bliver man mere end sejrende?
We understand conqueror.
Vi forstår godt, hvad det er at være sejrende.
You are now in control.
Nu vinder jeg.
But what's more than a conqueror?
Men hvad er mere end det?
He makes us more than a conqueror of these desires.
Han gør os mere end overvindende af de her ting.
More than a conqueror, was I could faith look that temptation in the eye and think, what's the big deal?
Så mig sagde, jeg kunne se den her fristelse direkte i øjnene og tænke, hvad er problemet her?
I have no desire to do that.
Har intet begær for at gøre det her.
It's right in front of me. The opportunity is there.
Det er lige her, lige foran mig, og muligheden er der.
The desire is not.
Men ønsket er der ikke.
And I really believe what Jesus is trying to show us here is this two thing when he says temptation and the evil one.
Og jeg er rigtig overbevist om at det Jesus ønsker at vise her, når han siger fristelse og den onde.
Sin can only happen.
Synd kan kun ske.
When these two things are in the right place at the right time.
Når de to ting er på det rigtige sted til det rigtige tidspunkt.
When you have the desire and the opportunity.
Når du har ønsket og muligheden.
You see, if I have the opportunity to sin.
Så hvis jeg har muligheden for at synde.
But I don't have the desire within me.
Men ikke jeg har ønsket i mig.
There's no sin.
Så er der ingen synd.
Because I won't do it.
For så gør jeg det ikke.
It doesn't even tempt me anymore.
Det frister mig ikke længere.
Or swap it round.
Eller modsat.
If I have the desire to sin.
Hvis jeg har ønsket om at synde.
But not the opportunity.
Men ikke muligheden.
It's not going to come out either.
Så kommer det heller ikke ud.
And in the world, God wants us to pray to him. God, take away the desire to sin.
Og i verden så ønsker Gud, at vi beder Gud tage bort længsel efter at synde.
And he does that.
Og det gør han.
But there are other things we battle with within our lives.
Men der er andre ting vi kæmper med i vores liv.
That's going to take a bit of time to get out.
Som kommer til at tage tid at få fjernet.
So we pray, God, don't give me the opportunity.
Så vi beder Gud, lad mig ikke få muligheden.
Don't give me both at the same time.
Lad være med at give mig begge dele samtidig.
God, deliver me from the evil one.
Gud, fri mig fra den onde.
Don't lead me, don't let me go down that road where both temptation and opportunity are in the same place at the same time in my life.
Lad mig ikke komme til det punkt, hvor både fristelse og muligheden er der på samme tid i mit liv.
I've just been doing some marriage counseling with some young people that are about to get married in our church.
Jeg er i gang med en omgang ægteskabsrådgivning for et ungt par, der skal giftes i kirken lige om lidt.
And I said this advice to them.
Og jeg gav dem det her råd.
I'm not going to pray, and neither should you pray.
Jeg kommer ikke til at bede, og I skal heller ikke bede.
That God takes your desire for each other away from you.
At Gud han fjerner jeres lyst til hinanden.
What's the point in that?
Hvad er pointen i det?
The command of God is to go forth and multiply.
Guds
command.
Ja, bud. At vi mangfoldiggør os og opfylde jorden.
That's the natural way God wants us to have families.
Det er sådan Gud han ønsker vi skal have familie.
We are built have those desires within us for each other.
De længsler ligger i os for hinanden.
That's a good thing that comes from God. It's never been a bad thing as long as it's within the boundaries of what God has made.
Det er en god ting. Det kommer fra Gud og det har aldrig været noget ondt så længe det er inden for de grænser Gud har sat.
And I said I'm not going to say don't have those desires and don't think they're bad. They're good.
Og jeg kommer ikke til at sige at I skal ikke have de længsler fordi og jeg kommer heller ikke til at sige at det er dårligt for det er godt.
But before you get married, this is the most dangerous time.
Men før I bliver gift, så det her den farligste tid.
You could fall.
I kan falde.
So what do you do?
Så hvad gør I?
Never let yourself be in a place where you have the opportunity for these desires to come out.
Tillad aldrig jer selv at være på et sted, hvor muligheden for at de her begær, de kommer til
livs. If you are alone a lot together,
hvis I er alene sammen meget,
you're gonna struggle.
Så kommer I til at kæmpe.
Because these desires in you are real.
Fordi de her begær i jer er rigtige.
God-given.
Og de er gudgivende.
But don't be stupid.
Men lad være at være dumme.
Don't give it the opportunity to come out.
Giv det ikke mulighed for at komme ud.
Till you have that marriage certificate.
Og indtil I står med certifikat i hånden.
Then you have a license to thrill.
Så er der en licens til det.
James Bond. And that's license to kill. Okay. Ja. Yeah. Then it's okay that God allows that. It's wonderful.
Så er det okay. Gud han har tilladt det. Det er fantastisk.
So there are desires within us.
Så der er begær i os.
God wants us to have.
Som Gud ønsker at vi skal have.
But sin cannot happen.
Men synd kan ikke ske.
If there's no desire.
Hvis der ikke er begær.
Or no opportunity.
Eller ingen mulighed.
All the years I've said to young people.
Igennem alle årene har jeg sagt til unge mennesker.
If you struggle with alcohol,
hvis du kæmper med alkohol,
that desire is within you,
så er det et begær inde i dig.
Until God and you have overcome that desire,
indtil Gud og dig har overvundet dette behov,
there's begær, a very simple rule.
Så er der en meget enkel regel.
Don't give it an opportunity.
Lad være med at give det muligheden.
Don't go to the parties.
Lad være med at gå til festerne.
Whoa, but that's going to spoil my fun.
Men så får jeg ikke noget sjovt.
Well, it's better to spoil what you think is fun than you to get drunk and get killed.
Er det måske bedre at ødelægge det du synes skulle være sjovt end at du bliver fuld og du bliver slået ihjel?
In 2012.
2012.
In Great Britain.
I Storbritannien.
One year.
Et år.
79,000 female teenagers died from overdrinking.
79,000 kvindelige teenager døde af alkoholforgiftning.
In Great Britain.
I Storbritannien.
Not from being alcoholics and destroying their liver, just one night drinking too much killed them.
Ikke at være alkoholiker, men at en aften altså at alkoholforgiftning.
79,000. That's just the girls.
Det er kun pigerne.
They didn't have the statistics for the boys.
Jeg har ikke set numrene for drengene.
But the boys came out a bit later.
Men drengene kom lidt senere.
It was much less.
Det var meget mindre.
And there's been a shift in the culture of Britain where the girls are drinking more than the boys.
Og der har været et skift i kulturen i England i Storbritannien hvor piger i dag drikker mere end mænd.
It's a massive problem.
Det er et kæmpe problem.
Because the girls think they can drink as much as the boys.
Fordi pigerne tror de kan drikke lige så meget som fyrene.
But physically the bodies are different.
Men fysisk så er deres krop anderledes.
They can't tolerate that much.
De kan ikke klare så meget.
And it's killing our young people.
Og det slår vores unge ihjel.
If you have a problem, don't give it an opportunity.
Hvis du har et problem, så giv det ikke muligheden.
But on the opposite side.
Men på den modsatte side.
In the kingdom of God.
I Guds rige.
We need both.
Så har vi behov for begge dele.
We need both desire and opportunity.
Vi behøver både ønsket og muligheden.
Let me explain it this way.
Lad mig forklare.
During the summer,
i sommertiden,
I had the great opportunity of meeting my old religious education teacher.
Så havde jeg mulighed for at møde min gamle religionslærer.
Mrs. Jones.
Fru Jones.
Now it's really weird.
Det her, det er virkelig underligt.
Because I hadn't seen Mrs. Jones in 30 years.
For jeg har ikke set den her kvinde i 30 år. Siden jeg forlod skolen.
And she looked exactly the same.
Hun så fuldstændig lige sådan ud, som hun gjorde dengang.
Which means she must have looked really old back then.
Så må hun set virkelig gammel ud dengang.
But I'm like, wow, you haven't changed at all.
Og siger, wow, du har slet ikke forandret dig.
She's exactly as I remembered her, the little lady with the big white glasses and straight hair and.
Præcis som jeg huskede, en lille dame med hvide briller og lige hår.
And but she looked at me and she says, but you've changed.
Og så kigger hun på mig og siger, men du har forandret dig.
Of course, I'm bigger. She said, I don't mean that.
Siger, men du
er
større.
Different.
Jeg siger, ja, jeg er større. Siger yeah, hun, nej, jeg mener ikke det. Jeg siger, nej, jeg er noget andet.
My brother did all, he's a builder. He did a lot of work building her house.
Min bror har et byggefirma, og han har bygget en hel del af hendes hus.
And when she heard from my brother that I was coming over, she said, oh, you must bring him up to meet me.
Og da hun hørte efter en snak med min bror, at jeg var på vej over, så sagde hun, du må tage ham med og så møde mig.
And my brother told me about the tough time she just had the last year.
Og min bror fortalte mig om den hårde tid hun var gået igennem det sidste år.
That her 33-year-old son just got divorced.
Hans 33-årige søn lige var blevet skilt.
Tried to commit suicide 3 times.
Havde forsøgt at begå selvmord 3 gange.
Was just really needing help.
Og virkelig havde behov for hjælp.
Then her husband.
Og hendes mand.
Had beaten her up.
Havde tæsket hende.
Was a secret alcoholic, but then just come out and says I have a problem.
Han var hemmelig alkoholiker, men var så kommet ud og sige jeg har et problem.
And then just went and left her.
Og så han bare forladt hende.
So she was in a dark and lonely place.
Så hun var på et mørkt og ensomt sted.
And my brother's telling me this. She said, and she wants you to go meet with her.
Og min bror siger, og han ønsker at du skal komme og besøge hende.
But I had a problem.
Men jeg havde et problem.
I had a great opportunity to minister for God.
Jeg havde en fantastisk mulighed for at fortjene Gud.
But it was my holiday.
Men det var min ferie.
And I was tired.
Og jeg var træt.
I wanted to rest.
Jeg ønskede at hvile.
And I had no desire to do anything.
Jeg havde ikke noget begær for at gøre eller ønske om at gøre noget.
My desire was to lie out on the patio.
Min begær var egentlig bare at ligge ud på terrassen.
Three weeks. That was my desire.
At ligge på terrassen i solen i 3 uger.
I didn't want to go.
Jeg ønskede ikke at gå.
I didn't want to go meet this woman in that sense.
Jeg ønskede ikke at møde den her kvinde.
I was tired.
Jeg var træt.
And as I'm lying on my brother's deck, and the Holy Spirit just says to me, Wayne, why are you here?
Og når jeg ligger der på min brors terrasse, så siger Gud, Helligånden til mig, Wayne, hvorfor er du her?
And I'm thinking, to serve you, Jesus.
Og jeg tænker,
I'm thinking like generally.
For at tjene dig, Jesus, altså sådan generelt set.
And then the Holy Spirit says, no, why are you here in Wales?
Siger, nej, hvorfor er du her i Wales?
I'm like, to relax and have a holiday.
Siger, for at slappe af og holde ferie.
He says, no, you're not.
Nej, du er ikke.
There are still things that I have for you to do.
Der er stadig ting du skal gøre for mig.
And suddenly the God just filled me with His desire.
Og pludselig så fyldte Gud mig bare med Hans begær.
See, in the kingdom of God, we can run out of fuel.
I rig, der kan vi løbe tør på brændstof.
We can get tired.
Vi bliver trætte.
There are things in us that just our desires go down low.
Der er ting i os, hvor vores ønsker og vores begær, de bliver bare lavet.
And we need to come back into God's presence.
Og så har vi brug for at komme tilbage ind i Guds nærvær og blive fyldt.
And I was there to be refilled.
Og jeg var egentlig der for at blive fyldt. Genfyldt.
So with very still a little desire, but very little.
Så der var stadig lidt
I
ønske
with my brother.
Så med det her lille smule ønske, ikke ret meget.
Because Mrs.
Jeg med
Jones
min bror.
Said, I'll cook you dinner. So I thought, oh, okay, free mood, let's go.
Fordi Mrs. Jones sagde, jamen jeg laver mad til jer. Så okay, så
pyt. Hey, I'm being honest with you today.
Jeg er ærlig i dag.
I've been a minister for 30 years, but we struggle the same as you.
Jeg har været i tjeneste i 30 år, men jeg har de samme kampe, som I har engang imellem.
You know, I don't want to go to church sometimes.
Det er ikke altid, jeg ønsker at gå i kirke.
Just like you don't want to go to church sometimes.
Ligesom I ikke altid ønsker at gå
but
i kirke.
But my wife says, well, you're the preacher, you gotta go.
Og min kone siger, men det er dig, der skal prædike, så du skal afsted.
I didn't want to go.
Jeg ønskede ikke at gå afsted.
But I went.
Men jeg tog afsted.
And as she's sharing her story with me.
Og da hun deler sin historie med mig.
I could feel it rising up.
Så kunne jeg mærke det stige i mig.
Her, and this is really weird. Her darkness.
Det her er virkelig underligt, for hendes mørke,
her weakness,
hendes svaghed,
her need,
hendes behov,
her desert,
hendes ørken,
was actually filling me up.
Fyldte faktisk mig op.
And I thought, how is that?
Hvad sker der her?
How is someone else's terrible situation actually making me feel strong?
Hvordan kan en andens frygtelige situation få mig til at føle mig stærk?
That don't sound right.
Det lyder ikke rigtigt.
And suddenly the scripture came to me.
Og pludselig kom skriftet til mig.
My food is to do the will of my father.
Min føde er at gøre min faders vilje.
That's what Jesus said.
Det sagde Jesus.
And suddenly I realized, because within me is the knowledge.
Og pludselig opdagede jeg, at i mig er viden.
And coupled then within me being filled with the Holy Spirit.
And what?
Put that together with being filled with the Holy Spirit,
og
the power of God.
Og koble sammen med at være fyldt af Helligånden og kraften.
I have what she needs.
Så har jeg det hun behøver.
And I feel it building. It's like the gift of faith. It wasn't my desire.
Og jeg kunne føle det vokse i mig. Det var ligesom trosgaven. Det var et behov.
And
et begær.
I could feel God filling up inside me. It quickly became my desire again.
Og som jeg kunne mærke at Gud fyldte det op ind i mig, så blev det mit begær.
And I said, Mrs. Jones, it's funny how you still call Mrs. Jones. You couldn't call teachers by their first name.
Og jeg sagde, Mrs. Jones. Og det er egentlig sjovt, som man stadig kalder læreren for Mrs. Jones, men dengang kunne man ikke kalde dem med fornavn, fordi så de slået med en pind.
Call me Maggie. I'm like, no, you're Mrs. Jones.
Hun siger, kald mig Maggie. Siger, nej, du hedder Mrs. Jones.
And God just gives me a word. I begin to prophesy over her life.
Og Gud gav mig et ord, og jeg begyndte at profetere over hendes liv.
And it was a word of healing and comfort.
Og det var et ord om helbredelse og trøst.
For her personally.
For hende personligt.
And then a word about her husband and her son.
Og så et ord om hendes mand og hendes søn. Hvad Gud kommer til at gøre i fremtiden.
It was powerful.
Det var kraftfuldt.
The presence, the kabod of God was heavy in the room.
Guds nærvær, Guds kabod var kraftigt sted i rummet. Min bror, som påstår han er ateist.
He just sat down in the corner of the room and crossed his legs, and you could see his eyes.
Han satte sig bare ned i hjørnet med krydsede ben, og du kunne se hans øjne bare fyldes med tårer.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, tell me there's no God, buddy.
Og jeg siger, ja, fortæl mig der ikke er nogen Gud.
Knows.
Han ved det godt.
And she weeps and gives her life to Jesus right there in your kitchen.
Og hun græder og giver sit liv til Jesus lige der i køkkenet.
She said, you must come back tomorrow.
Og hun siger, du bliver nødt til at komme tilbage i morgen.
I'm like, why?
Og siger, hvorfor?
Because my son will be back home and we've got to talk to him.
Fordi der er min søn tilbage, og du er nødt til at snakke med ham.
So my brother drives me back up the next day.
Så min bror kører mig tilbage op i den næste
and
dag.
And he comes in.
Og han kommer ind.
And we sit down and he tells me about what's happened to him.
Og vi sætter os ned, og han fortæller mig, hvad der er sket for ham.
No, God is amazing.
Gud er fantastisk.
He just come from his best friend is a preacher in another church.
Hans bedste ven er prædikant i en anden kirke.
He's not saved.
Han er ikke frelst.
And he just come from talking with this guy.
Og han kommer lige fra at have snakket med den her fyr.
He was already prepared.
Han var allerede forberedt.
I led him to Jesus right there in the kitchen.
Jeg ledte ham til Jesus lige der i køkkenet.
Margaret's crying.
Margaret, hun græder.
My brother is just sat in the corner in his spot again with his legs crossed.
Min bror, han sidder bare på sit punkt over i hjørnet og forsøger at samle sig.
Just, what's going on?
Hvad sker der her?
When we are in the kingdom of God.
Når vi er i Guds rige,
we need desire and opportunity.
Så er behov for mulighed og
begær. Can you see how it's completely the opposite?
Se hvordan det er præcis modsat til verden.
When it comes to sin, we don't want the both of them.
Når det kommer til synd, så ønsker vi ikke begge dele.
But when it comes to the kingdom of God, we do want the both of them.
Men når det kommer til Guds rige, så behøver vi begge dele.
Because I may get the opportunity to do something for Jesus, but if the desire is not in there, I walk away from it and make the mistake of doing that.
For det kan godt være, jeg har mulighed for at gøre det, som Gud han vil jeg skal gøre, men hvis ikke jeg har ønsket om at gøre det, så vender man nok væk og går væk fra det.
Or if the desire is there to do something for God.
Men hvis vi ønsker dig om at gøre noget for Gud.
And this is all frustration most of us will know.
Og det her er en frustration de fleste af os kender.
There's never any opportunity to do anything.
Så er der ikke rigtig nogen mulighed for at gøre
we
noget.
Come out of church, oh, come on, he's powerful.
Og vi kommer til kirke, og vi bare råber Gud er kraftfuld.
And suddenly the whole street full of sinners just runs away like cockroaches when you turn the light on.
Og pludselig så er gaden tømt for syndere, fordi som når du tænder lyset, når der og kakkelakkerne de smutter.
Where's the sinners gone?
Hvor synderne henne?
I have the desire.
Jeg har behovet, eller
the
begært.
Opportunities are gone.
Men muligheden er der ikke.
God, take away my desire for sin.
Gud, fjern mit begær for synd.
And give me the desire to serve.
Og giv mig begæret for at tjene.
God, take away the opportunity to sin.
Gud, fjern muligheden for at synde.
But give me the opportunity to spread your kingdom.
Men giv mig muligheden for at sprede dit rige.
I don't want both of them in that area of my life.
Ønsker ikke begge to i det her område af mit liv.
But I need both of them in this area of my life.
Men jeg har behov for begge to i det her område.
And Jesus says, ask God, pray to God, lead you not into temptation, but deliver you from evil.
Og Jesus siger, fri os fra det onde, led os ikke ind i fristelse, men fri os fra det onde.
But it's the opposite in the kingdom.
Men det er modsat i riget.
Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send out workers.
Bed at høstens herre sender høster arbejdere.
Give me desire and opportunity to serve.
Giv mig begær og mulighed for at tjene.
But not to sin.
Men ikke til at synde.
Jesus, but not to sin.
Jesus, ikke at synde.
Let there be an intense desire.
Lad det være en intens, et intens begær.
And multiple opportunities.
Og masser af muligheder.
To serve you.
Til at tjene dig.
But no desire.
Men intet ønske.
In fact,
faktisk.
I enjoy.
Så nyder jeg.
When there's opportunities to sin.
Når der er mulighed for synde.
But there's no desire in me.
Men der ikke er noget begær i mig.
Because you laugh at the devil.
Fordi så kan du grine af djævlen.
What's the problem?
Hvad er problemet? Hvor er din kraft?
Sin is broken.
Synden er brudt.
Satan, you're defeated.
Satan, du er besejret.
There's no temptation from within or without.
Der er ingen fristelse indenfra eller udefra.
There's only a test.
Der er kun en test, en prøve.
But my Jesus makes me more than a conqueror.
Og min Jesus, han gør mig til mere end sejrende.
And that the joy you sense the Father has.
Og glæden du fornemmer at Fader han har.
When you stand with the opportunity,
når du står med muligheden
to sin,
til at synde,
sin,
og du siger, nej,
no, Jesus, nej, I want to worship you.
Nej, jeg vil hellere tilbede dig.
I don't want it.
Jeg ønsker det ikke.
It's not in me.
Det er ikke i mig.
That's where we've got to pray ourselves towards.
Det er det punkt, vi skal bede os selv frem til.
But when we see someone's need,
men når vi ser nogens behov,
God, give me the desire.
Gud, giv mig begæret. Giv mig byrden.
Let that inclination, that hunger, that thirst, that all those words I said be in me to help them.
Lad den tørst, lad den længsel, lad den sult efter at tjene dig, lad det være i mig.
As Peter and John said when they walked up to the temple.
Som Peter og Johannes siger, da de går op i templet.
When they saw that crippled man.
Og de ser kryblingen.
Silver and gold we haven't got.
Sølv og guld, det har vi ikke.
But what we have.
Men det vi har.
That which we've got.
Det vi har.
That which is inside us.
Det der er i os.
We give to you.
Det giver vi til dig.
In Jesus name, get up.
I Jesu navn, rejs dig op.
Boom! And the kingdom of God explodes.
Og Guds rige eksploderer.
Let's pray together.
Lad os bede sammen.
Halleluja. Halleluja. Oh Lord, we thank you for your word.
Far, vi takker dig for dit ord.
How much light.
Hvor meget liv.
To our path.
Et lys på vores sti.
And how much direction.
Hvor meget retning.
It gives us.
Det giver os.
And how much revelation.
Hvor meget åbenbaring.
It shows us about our life and life in society.
Det viser os om vores liv og om livet i samfundet.
I pray for your church here this morning.
Jeg beder for din kirke her til morgen.
My brothers and sisters, Lord.
Mine brødre og søstre herre.
Let there be a desire.
Lad der være et begær.
In our lives.
I vores liv.
That's for you.
For dig.
That is stronger than every other desire.
Som er stærkere end hvilket som helst andet begær.
Lord, let there be a desire that actually hates sin.
Far, lad der være et begær som hader synd.
But God loves to laugh in its face.
Men som elsker at grine i dets ansigt.
Because we know this is not me.
For vi ved, det her det er ikke mig.
Because if this was me, poof, I'd have fallen immediately.
For hvis det var mig, så ville jeg falde i synd med det samme.
It's you in me.
Det er dig i mig.
And it's a wonderful thing to see the evidence.
Og det er fantastisk at se beviset.
That's outside of me.
Som er uden for mig.
Of what you've done in me.
Og af hvad du har gjort i mig.
Making me more than a conqueror.
Det gjorde mig mere end sejrende.
But Lord, even though that is in one part of my life.
Men far, selvom det er i en del af mit liv.
The other part, Lord, give me a burden for the lost.
Så giv mig en byrde for de fortabte.
Give me a desire.
Giv mig en længsel.
to meet the needs that the, of the people around me.
Til at møde behovene for de mennesker der er omkring mig.
And maybe I don't have the level of power yet.
Måske har jeg ikke det niveau af kraft endnu.
God, give me the desire to grow in you.
Gud, giv mig længsel efter at vokse i dig.
So that those opportunities can be taken in Jesus name.
Så de muligheder at jeg kan gribe de muligheder i Jesu navn.
God wants us holy church.
Gud ønsker os hellige kirke.
Because he's holy.
Fordi han er hellig.
Hebrews 12, he wants us to share in his holiness.
Peter 12 står der, han ønsker at vi skal tage del i hans hellighed.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because without it you cannot see the Lord.
For uden det kan vi ikke se Herren.
And I want to see the Lord more than I want holiness.
Og jeg ønsker at se Herren mere end jeg ønsker hellighed.
But if his holiness I need to see the Lord and I want holiness too.
Men hvis jeg skal have behov for hellighed for at se ham, jamen så ønsker jeg også helligheden.
My sin is dealt with on the cross.
Min synd er der taget hånd om på korset.
It's gone.
Den er væk.
But these desires.
Men de her begær.
I want victory over them.
Dem ønsker jeg sejr over.
I want victory over them.
Dem ønsker jeg sejr over.
Over my selfishness.
Over min selviskhed.
Over the stuff I think sometimes.
Over de ting jeg tænker en gang imellem.
Over the thoughts of revenge.
Over hævntanker.
Or bitterness.
Eller bitterhed.
Or whatever these things, depression.
Eller hvad det er, depression.
That I can look them in the face and laugh. My God has set me free.
Og jeg kan se dem direkte i de ansigter og grine og sige Gud har sat mig fri.
God take away the one.
Gud tager det ene væk,
but give me the other.
Men giv mig det andet.
Let that be your prayer this morning.
Lad det være vores bøn her til morgen.
Take away the one, Lord.
Tag det ene væk,
but give me the other.
Men giv mig den anden.
Oh, that I might serve you better.
Far, at jeg må tjene dig bedre.
That my heart be like your heart.
At mit hjerte må være som dit hjerte.
My desires be your desires.
Mit begær bliver dit begær.
That your kingdom come.
At dit rige må komme.
Through me.
Igen mig.
And let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven through me.
Og din vilje ske på jorden som den sker i himlen igennem mig.
Jesus. Hear the heartbeat of God to you this morning, friend.
Hør Guds hjerteslag for dig her til morgen.
That's what he wants in your life.
Det er det han ønsker i dit liv.
That's what he wants.
Det er det han ønsker.
I don't know everybody here this morning.
Jeg kender ikke alle her til morgen.
Maybe you're here for the first time.
Måske er du her for første gang.
Or maybe you're here but you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Og måske er du her og har ikke nogen som helst idé om hvad jeg snakker om. Kender ikke til Jesus eller Gud.
But you've understood what I'm talking about the things that you don't want to do but you're trapped in doing them.
Men du forstår hvad jeg snakker om når jeg snakker om de her ting som du er fanget i at gøre som du ikke ønsker at gøre.
That's what the Bible calls sin.
Det er det Bibelen kalder synd.
And Jesus died on that cross.
Og Jesus han døde på det kors.
And all your sin was put on him.
Og al hans synd, din synd blev lagt på
when
ham.
He died,
da han døde,
God broke that power on your life.
Der brød Gud syndens kraft over dit liv.
But that power only starts to work in your life.
Men den kraft starter kun med først med at virke i dit liv.
When you repent.
Når du beder om tilgivelse.
When you ask God for
når du omvender dig.
When you say, God, I don't want to live this way anymore. I need you to set me free, because I can't get out.
Når du siger, Gud, jeg ønsker ikke at leve på den her måde. Jeg har behov for, at du sætter mig fri, for jeg kan ikke komme ud selv.
If that's you this morning,
hvis det er dig den her morgen,
I just want you to put your hand up.
Så løft din hånd.
So I can see who you are. Thank you.
Lad os se, hvem du er.
Is there anyone else this morning? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God, I want to be set free.
Gud, jeg ønsker at blive sat fri.
I don't want these things.
Jeg ønsker ikke det her.
Hallelujah. Father, we receive.
Far, vi modtager.
Jesus. There is a wave.
Der er en bølge.
Of forgiveness and freedom right now.
Af tilgivelse og frihed lige nu.
Take it.
Tag imod.
Receive it in Jesus name.
Modtag det i Jesu navn.
It is flowing from the throne of heaven to you.
Det flyder fra tronen i himlen til
Lord,
dig.
Lord, I take your forgiveness.
Far, jeg tager din tilgivelse.
That's the past dealt with.
Det er så der gjort op med fortiden.
But what about the future?
Men hvad så med fremtiden?
I want you to pray this prayer where you're sat right now, just quietly between you and God.
Jeg ønsker, du skal bede den her bøn der, hvor du sidder lige nu, bare stille mellem dig og Gud.
Lord,
Herre,
take away my desire.
Fjern mit begær.
To sin.
Til at synde.
For that particular sin that you're thinking of right now.
For den her specifikke synd, som det er, du tænker på lige nu i dit liv.
Lord, take my desire.
Far, tag mit begær.
In fact, Jesus, I give it to you.
Far, jeg giver det til dig.
I give it to you, Lord.
Jeg giver det til dig, Herre.
Because he wants it.
For han ønsker det.
He wants it out of your life.
Han ønsker det skal være borte fra dit liv.
Give it to him.
Giv det til ham. Jesu navn.
You are not the same any longer.
Du er ikke den samme mere.
The Holy Spirit is just gonna work in your soul.
Helligånden er begyndt at arbejde i din sjæl.
That only he does.
Det arbejde kun han gør.
And he is such an expert at this work.
Og han er ekspert i det arbejde.
Jesus.
Jesus.
You set your people free.
Du sætter dit folk fri.
Now I want you to go one more step.
Jeg ønsker, du skal gå et skridt til.
Another prayer.
En anden bøn.
Lord, give me desire.
Herre, giv mig et begær.
To serve you.
Til at tjene dig.
To serve you.
At tjene dig.
Oh Jesus. This is a serious prayer.
Det er en seriøs bøn.
Because the desire to serve Jesus is birthed out of a burden.
Fordi længsten efter at tjene Jesus er født ud af en byrde.
Something God is going to show you that will break your heart.
Noget Gud han kommer til at vise dig, som kommer til at knække dit hjerte.
Could be a group of people.
Det kan være en gruppe mennesker.
Or a subculture.
Eller en subkultur.
Or a family.
Eller en familie.
Or whatever it is.
Eller hvad end det kan være.
You can watch the needs of some people.
Du kan se nogle menneskers behov.
And you feel sad.
Og du føler dig ked af det.
And you wish someone would help them.
Og du ønsker at nogen vil gøre noget for dem.
But then you can see the needs of a certain group.
Men så ser du et behov der er hos en enkelt gruppe.
And it pulls the strings of your heart.
Og det trækker i dit hjerte.
That's it right there.
Det er lige det der.
Lord, on your people. Call.
Kald på dit folk.
Call your people.
Kald dit folk.
Let burden flow.
Lad byrden komme.
Let calling and burden be birthed this morning.
Lad kald og byrderne blive født denne
Let
morgen.
Let ministries come forth.
Lad tjenester rejse sig.
Ministries and destinies be born in Jesus' name.
Tjenester være født i Jesu navn.
In the heart and lives of your church, Jesus.
I hjertet på kirken, Jesus.
That out of this place,
at ud fra dette sted,
a mighty army of servants, of workers, be given birth.
Rejser der sig en mægtig hær af tjenere for dit rige.
Jesus name.
I Jesu navn.
Oh God. Thank you. really strange. Within me is a desire to want to pray for you.
Det er lidt sjovt, fordi i mig er der en længsel efter at bede for jer.
But there's also a hesitancy with the Holy Spirit. They say, "Let me work."
Men der er også en tilbageholdelse fra Helligånden, som siger, "Lad mig arbejde."
This isn't something a person gives you.
Det er ikke noget en person kan give til dig.
This is a work of God.
Det er ikke Guds arbejde.
In your heart.
I dit hjerte.
Take this home today.
Tag det her med dig hjem i dag.
Let it work. Meditate on this word. Let it work in your heart.
Lad det virke i dit hjerte. Meditér over det.
And if you don't remember anything else I've said today, remember these two things very simply.
Og hvis du ikke husker andet af det jeg har sagt dig, så husk de her to ting.
Desire and opportunity.
Begær eller behov og mulighed.
You don't want the one.
Du ønsker ikke det ene.
But you do want it in the other.
Men du ønsker det andet.
Remember those things.
Husk de to ting.
I don't want it in my life in regards to sin and flesh.
Jeg ønsker ikke når det handler om kød og synd.
But I do want it in regards to the kingdom of God and spirit.
Men jeg ønsker det når det handler om ånd og Guds rige.
I'm going to finish there.
Jeg skal slutte her.
Let the Holy Spirit continue to work in your life.
Lad Helligånden fortsætte med at arbejde i dit hjerte.
And meditate on that today.
Grund på det i dag.
Amen. God bless you.
Gud velsigne jer.